You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast, the last episode of 2020. Woo woo! Yeah, let's get rid of the 2020. Yes. I'm tired. I thought 2020 was going to be awesome. I thought I had all these plans. Like, I was going to do an album this year. We were going to go on tour. We're going to go to the CCA. We were going to just do all these things. We're going to go to Arizona. We just, like, we had so much stuff coming down the pipe. And then the 2020 is like, nope. So, So that is where we're at. 2020 is over. Thank goodness. I can't wait. It is going to be so, I'm hoping 2020 is going to be the year that we need it to be. Like, 2020 is going to be everybody's favorite year. So, like, I remember in 2021, it was awesome. 2021 was the best. 2020 sucked. You know, we didn't even get any Marvel movies this year. I'm bummed, dude.
That's true. But isn't there, there's like a big list of movies coming out though, right? Like,
yeah, but they're all to like, not like to like 2022 and whatever and stuff. Oh, but yeah, I know. But you know what? We got The Mandalorian, so that's good. I can watch that. That's Star Wars.
This is
but,
true.
Yeah. But we didn't get a Black Widow movie, and then they like pushed. This is what I don't get. Disney, what is up? All right, I'm going to say this right now. Why are you pushing Mulan on Disney Plus, but you're not giving me Black Widow? What's wrong with you, Disney? What's your problem? That's what I want to know. Why is David's Ark not on Disney Plus? What's going on, Disney? What are you doing?
Question.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. We need stuff. We need hope. We need hope in 2020.
But, and where's Loki? Wasn't Loki supposed to have a show too?
He's got a show. They announced it. They did show the trailer. There's a trailer for it. It's awesome.
Okay. I mean, it would have been nice to, you know, have it now, but yeah.
Of course. It would have been nice to have all this stuff. This is the year. Listen to me. This is the year where everybody has watched everything on Netflix, everything on Amazon Prime, everything on Hulu, and they're getting through everything on Disney Plus. Next year, you're going to be like, hey, I've seen everything on Disney Plus. And the funny thing is, I canceled Disney Plus for like a few months while they were waiting for the new season of The Mandalorian to come out. Mm-hmm. I canceled it. I was like, there's nothing I want to watch in here. I've seen every episode of The Simpsons. I've watched all the Clone Wars. I've seen all those Star Wars. I've done everything. And then they're like, guess what? Mandalorian season 2 is coming. I was like, all right, fine. I'm back. You won me over. If they would have said, hey guys, Mandalorian season 1's gone, but we're bringing Black Widow, I'd be like, all right, I'm in. I want to come back right now. Let's do it. You know, I wanted something positive to come from 2020. And I think this year really made me realize, one, how important stand-up comedy is to me.
Yep.
Because I wasn't going as often as I should have been. And I wasn't doing mics as often as I should have been. I was doing shows, but I was kind of like, I'm just polishing stuff up. That's all I was trying to do, is polish. I wasn't making anything new. And so I was like, I'm okay. It's going to be okay. You know, I'm just going to slowly polish it. And then end of the year, I'm going to do a big show. I'm going to record everything. I'll be good to go. And I should have really doubled down and just really been putting my nose to the grindstone. And so next year, or as soon as the world opens back up and I can go, I'll probably be going out almost every night to do stand up because I know that I've got to get better. And I know that I've got to keep going. And I let myself get lackadaisical. But on the good note is I was able to turn my comedy when not doing on the stage, writing and all the other things, into a profitable situation where things weren't going so badly. So that's the good part about 2020, is that I built something that I know is going to last. I built another podcast, the Comedypreneur Show. I built produce and write for WTF Happened in America. That was a big jump. I have some other projects that are coming out moving forward. It looks like I might be getting being able to write a movie that's going to be filmed in Africa, which Ooh. Is going to be awesome. Yeah, it'd be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be an African Die Hard, basically. Like, nice. It's going to take place. Yeah, it's going to be cool. So that one's there. And I have the guy that's the director, producer, is also an actor, and he has a show on Amazon Prime that I wrote for that's coming. So that's, I mean, so many good things happened in 2020 that way. But it also was just a bummer because kids had to work, you know, go to school from home. People had mm-hmm. to wear masks. Or like, just everything that was a bummer. But hey, guys. Laugh. Now it's time to laugh. Just enjoy your family. Enjoy something funny. Watch all the funny Christmas movies. Die Hard is not a funny Christmas movie, but it is a Christmas movie. Watch that. Watch Elf, whatever your favorite Christmas movie is. Get ready for 2021. Just be in a jolly, happy mood, because that's all that we can hope for. Next year is going to be a year where I'm hoping I'm going to, under a pseudonym, and I'm not going to tell you guys what that pseudonym is going to be, and I'm not going to announce it on the podcast, but I'm going to write a sci-fi book. Part of it's written, part of it's getting worked on. I'm going to write it under a different name so that I can see whether it's actually people bought it because they know me or people bought it because it's actually a good book. So we'll find that one out. It'll, if it's a terrible book, then I'll be like, oh, I guess that's not for me. But I've really inspired this year. Unfortunately, when I was writing the book, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm going to put all these fake things in there that might happen in the future. That'll be kind of dystopian and weird. And then those things happen in real life. And I was like, I don't know what to do now. So I'm like, all right, I got to, so I've been, I had to rework some of the story because otherwise it was just too much. It was too, it became too depressing where it was like, oh, we could still have a pretty positive outlook on the future. That I was like, oh no, 2020 is like, nah, that's really happening. And it was like, okay, well, that's not good. So do that. But I figured this is a year where do the things that you haven't got to do. Do the things mm-hmm. that you weren't able to do. The things that you kept pushing on the back burner. The things you stopped yourself from doing. You're like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. If you have a little time, do those things. Like, I'm picking up programming. I'm learning to do Python. I'm learning Linux. Learning a lot of different skills that you look at me and you go, why would you do that? You're a comedian. Like, you don't need to know Python. You don't need to know Linux. You don't need to know anything about computers, you weirdo. But it was something that really that I pushed and put on the back burner for a long time, learning programming, because I know some HTML, I know some CSS. So I doubled down on learning those two. There's a site called Free Code Academy that I used. And then there's another one called Stack Skills or Skill Stack that I bought like a, I bought one of their things for like $50 and it was like 1,000 different programs that you could do. And it was for a lifetime. And I think I went through it and I found like 386 that I actually wanted to do out of the 1,000. So that's 1/3. And a lot of those classes would have cost like 200, 300, $2,000 to do. So for $50, I was like, why not? So I have all those that I'm going to slowly work through. And I just know that we cannot take anything for granted. We can't take comedy for granted. We can't take our happiness for granted. We take our joy, our family, our love. We can't take any of those things for granted. And I hope that your 2021 is better than your 2020. Luke, what do you have to say about 2020?
I want it to be over. Even Christmas, like I hate going to stores right now just because like it's not the majority, but enough people are in bad moods and like parking lots are like war zones. And it's just like, especially now it's like, you know, try to be a little bit, you know, like forgiving to people and like have a little bit more patience, especially like given everything that's going on right now. But it's like the opposite going out. So I'm like, I just, you know, I'm for sure locking down just to get through Christmas because it's nuts. It's crazy. And like, I mean, I do eBay and like, I'm thinking about just suspending my store until Christmas is over because there's so many like shipping delays and which is, you know, that's expected. It's Christmas. You know, people are, they can't see their relatives. So they're sending gifts. But then now like my customers, some there's very few, but like real strong voices, like, you know, where's my stuff? Why isn't it here? You know, how dare the post office? I'm like, they're doing their job, you know, like they're slammed, you know, have a little bit of patience, but yeah, looking for, well, and then too, like what kind of what you're saying, I don't think things like, I think it's going to be like yet another year of like masking up and like keeping these social distancing things. Honestly, like even with the vaccine and everything, I still think like we're going to be masked. I was like, you know, chatting with people about this. I think it's going to be at least a year before it's like, can we take these off now? Is it safe now? So I think like, you know, hopefully in 2020, I'm working on different skills. Like, you know, you're working on a whole bunch of different skills. I am too, like to prepare to what I'm going to do next year. Like I've been spending a lot of time in learning new video skills, new photo skills, social media skills, like for other people to work for. And yeah, like, this is probably what I'm going to be spending a lot of my time doing next year because I don't see like things being back to normal yet or being able to go to a comedy club in full capacity or anything like that. So it's like, okay, what are you going to spend your time on next year to get through it and still kind of in this like semi waiting period when things can get more, you know, back to how they were, you know, the good old days.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is I read this year, I always make it a goal to read books. I read a ton of books. I probably read 60 to 100 books a year, every year. I just, and it could be fiction, it could be nonfiction, but two books I picked up in the last month or so was Andrew Yang's The War on Normal People, The Truth About America's Disappearing Jobs and Why Universal Basic Income Is Our Future. Now, I was a big staunch anti UBI type person. I was like, dude, that's socialism, right? Like that was my stance. Like, hey, we all pay taxes. Nobody should get a free ride type thing. Cause that's mm-hmm. what I grew up in Texas. That's kind of my mentality. You pick yourself up, you work hard, you do your thing. But after this, I've softened a little bit, right? I'm not going to say that I am a staunch give everybody free stuff type dude, but I see the future and I see what's happening around me and small businesses losing their livelihoods, losing everything because of this. And I think, okay, we got to step in and do something now. Like there's a business where I live that some people may not like this. I supported them that they were told that they couldn't no longer serve outdoor anymore. They spent like $40,000 to set up a whole outdoor area, did all this stuff, followed all the rules, mask, all the stuff that they're supposed to do. And then they're like, nah, you can't do that anymore. And the guy's like, no, I'm going to keep doing it. So he's done it. I think he lost his business license. I think he lost his like liquor license and they threatened him with like shutting off his power and stuff. But people are supporting it. People are standing out in line for hours, you know, 6 feet apart, all the stuff you're supposed to do, wearing masks, doing all the things. So they could support this guy. And I think I've probably ordered 3 or 4 times because I don't want to stand in line, but I still ordered out to make money for them. I don't like standing in line. I don't like standing in line for anything, dude. I went to Disney during all this. Disney made you wear a mask all the time. You had to do 6 feet, all the stuff. They sanitized. It was great. They literally did a great job for what they had to do. And they capped capacity at the parks, but I hate standing in line. It's like, that's my number one favorite thing. Luckily for me, one of my friends, is a really good member of Disney. He has a lot of pull there. And we basically walked on to a bunch of rides for 2 days straight. So for me, it was like, oh, that's perfect. If I could do that, if I had that money, then I would totally do that. But just to avoid a line, like if someone's, I'm not kidding you. Here is a business for somebody, right? Front of the line, call it front of the line. What you do is for 10 bucks or 20 bucks a month or whatever it is, you can be there at the front of the line at like 4 or 5 different places. Right. You call ahead, you say, hey, I'm a front of the line member. I like to be front of the line. As soon as I get there, just let me walk into whatever it is, a movie, a restaurant, a exhibit, whatever it is. You pay a monthly fee. You could walk in. If it's 50 bucks, I would probably do it, too, because I hate lines that much. I might even pay 100 bucks. I'm crazy. Like, I hate lines. So if somebody was like, hey, here's the front of the line pass, like literally a front of the line pass. You show the thing, you walk in, boom, I'm paying it. Granted, it's going to be like, you know, the star member or whatever the stuff was for all the different airlines where after a while, everybody's one of them, you know, but at first, if I get in on the early bird on that, I'll do it. But, and then the other book that I read was called The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. And that book was about how, companies we're products now for companies, you know, we're products for Microsoft and Apple and Facebook. They use our information, sell our data or whatever. And so I thought like, oh, we could tax that, the money that they make off of our data. We tax those companies and then that used to pay UBI to help people get over this stuff, you know, and not something crazy. You know, I think Andrew Yang said like 1,000 or 1,200 bucks a month or whatever. It's just enough to keep people out of poverty and keep enough people from bailing. Cause we're seeing people now being evicted from their homes and all these other things. 2020 has been literally the worst year ever. I don't know how. The only thing that can make it worse is if, like, you know what? There's not a way to make it worse. Because I was going to say a meteor could strike the planet, but then we all might be like, yeah, okay, fine. We're done. We don't want to do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know I don't think there's a worse. I think, honestly, it could just be like, so if the news came on tonight, it was like, we just like to report that a meteor is going to strike Earth and everyone's going to die. I think most people would be like, finally, it's over. I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired of it. They're like, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to sanitize my hands every 15 seconds. I don't want to stand 6 feet apart. I don't want to not be able to hang out with people I like. I don't want to be able to not go to the movies, go out to eat, do what it's like. I think people are just like, yeah, okay, fine. That's a perfect way to end 2020. I'll take it. You know, at this point, that's where I'm at too. And it's crazy because I try to be positive and I do love comedy. And that's, I think the biggest thing is I think I went through a stage of depression of not being able to go out and do stand up or whatever. And I'm not the only person. I know a lot of people got depressed during this and it really sucked for me. Like I was really in a bad mood. I was really grumpy. I was really sad. It was just like, I don't know. This whole thing kind of bummed me out and I get it. Everyone's bummed, right? I'm not special and I'm not saying I am special. I just hope that you guys can find the one or two things in your life that are positive. Hopefully it's your family. Hopefully it's your friends. Hopefully if you have a job, it's your job or something. Hopefully you have a couple things in your life, your pets. Like I love my cat. Like I love my cat. He's the best. Like everyone else in the house is terrified of him. He's like a mini tiger, but I absolutely love him. Luke knows he's insane, but yep. he's literally the best thing. I love him so much. I love my kids. I love my wife. So it's like, you have to find the little things that make you happy. And that's why I decided I'm just going to learn a bunch of different skills because like you, it's like, I don't know what 2021 is going to bring. No one knew what 2020 was going to bring. It brought hell. And 2021, it might bring double hell. I don't know what it's going to bring. Like, you know, who knows? Maybe this mutates and we get zombies. That part I might be okay with. I don't know why. They're like zombies. I'm like, all right. Okay, cool. Yeah. You know what? 2020, not so bad. You brought zombies. All right. I can get behind that. You know, like that's the big thing is like, what's 2021 going to bring? No one knows. And I read a lot of books. I would like to think of myself as a fairly educated person. I'm probably not the most educated. I know I'm not the most educated, right? I only have an MBA and a master's in history and a bachelor's in history. So I'm not the most educated person in the world. I'm not Stephen Hawking. I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not a genius, right? I'm not Elon Musk, but I know enough to see that when someone smarter than me is saying these are problems that we're going to face and we need to come up with a solution, that we should probably start listening. And now that I've seen what's happened in 2021 and 2020, I'd hate for 2021 to be an even bigger version of what happened this year, where more people lose stuff, where more people are homeless, where more people are struggling, where more people are depressed. I don't want to see that. That's why I became a comedian. I want to see people be happy and joyful and just enjoy life. And that's what this is about. That's what the podcast is about. That's what our stand-up is about. That's why I do everything I possibly can. If you're struggling and you need someone to talk to, email me, jamesdcreviston@gmail.com. Email me. I will write you back, right? I have no problem with that. I'm here for you guys. You guys listen, you guys subscribe, you guys, whatever. I'm here for you too. This whole podcast. Yes, it was a selfish way for Luke and I to learn stand up from other comedians and people better than us and learn more about the comedy world, but it's also for you. It's so that you can learn those same things so we can reach out and try to find ways to help you. So if you feel bad, or you feel sad, if you feel frustrated, you feel down, you feel hopeless, don't email us. Right? I'm down. I will email you back. I'll write you a nice letter. Well, I won't write you a physical letter because my handwriting is terrible and I don't want you to, I want you to be able to read it. So I'm not going to do that. I can, if you want to leave your address to mail you something, I can mail you something. But just know that I appreciate every single person and that 2021 is going to get better. We're going to get through it together. It's hard. It's tough, but be happy, be joyful. Look, pick a new skill, find something, right? Yeah. I can't do stand-up right now, so I learned another writing skill. I took the Harmon Brothers course this year to write commercials. That's done well. I've done okay with that. Find a skill, find something in your skill set. So let's say like Ben, he does music, right? But he can't do concerts right now. Maybe he can do stream himself as a DJ or stream himself mixing tracks, or I don't know. He could find something. There's ways to, I'm not saying just him, but there are ways to do it. I mean, Robert E. Lee started writing a book, right? Mm-hmm. He also I think he put up like YouTube diaries every day. Like find something that you can do that's a pivot of what you currently do. I started practicing writing comedy because I could see that's a more lucrative way to go. I'm not the funniest stand-up comedian in the world. I know that. I'm not going to be the next Jerry Seinfeld. I'm okay with that. But can I pivot myself to be the comedy guy that they need in a room, the comedy guy they need to punch up a script? Like Carrie Fisher used to do a lot of punch-up work and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, can I pivot myself to do that? And that's what I did. And so things have been going well. Find the thing and pivot, right? Find the thing that you love to do and pivot. Like with Luke, he learned to do Is it Snapchat? No, what is it? What is it? TikTok. I don't know. There's too many of these things. That's the other thing. There's too many of these things. Snapchat, TikTok, what, Instagram, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's a million of them, right? But he learned how to do that. That's something that's been beneficial, right? I mean, what is David at now for followers and stuff, you know?
Close to 5,000. But this is all organic. I mean, if we would have done like a creator fund, we would have like, you know, boosted the numbers, but that's pure organic. And then what's neat is David's
Quirk, what's creator fund? What's that mean?
Something like, I don't even know what it is. Okay. I should, but I didn't look into it. Something where like you I think you pay to play basically. Like it's the next level of TikTok. But what's neat is David's Arc clips outperformed everything else that we put on the account. And altogether, like the David Arks clips have gained over 2 million views.
Wow.
Altogether. Yeah. So we did something.
You hear that, Disney? You hear that? 2 million views. You messed up. You dumb messed up. Dumb messed up, Disney. Sorry.
Yep. So, you know, that's something that all of us can be proud of because, you know, we've all worked on it. So, you know, that's really neat. And to get that validation that that's the thing that people are most connecting with, that's great.
Because it's hopeful. David's Ark is a very hopeful show. It's about animals, it's about people, it's about love, it's about inspiration, it's about kindness, caring. Like, there's so many good, positive things. That's what we need. That's what the world needs more of. We don't need more down shows. We don't need James's weird sci-fi, cyberpunk, dystopian novel. We don't need that. We don't need it. But we want it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if anybody's gonna want it when it's done. I'm still working on it, but that's the thing. Do the thing is gonna make you happy. That's amazing, right? You also learned Facebook at one point. Didn't you learn Facebook or was it Instagram marketing? You were learning one of the other marketing.
I looked into them. I did a lot in Instagram, but I mean, like the algorithm changed again and like everything changed on Instagram. So it's like, oh, now I have to like learn it again, but you know. Oh well.
Well, the point of this episode was goodbye 2020.
Yes.
Hello 2021. We're super excited to meet you. We want to be friends with you. Please do us no harm.
Yes.
That's kind of the feeling I have about 2020. Hey 2021, how you doing? Hey, are we cool? We're cool? Are we cool? Mm-hmm. We're cool? Okay, cool. Don't stab me, right? Don't do anything weird now. Don't unleash some weird stuff on us. Like just let's be cool, man. Same time. Let's transfer. Same time. You know, like that.
If we're going to be nervous come March of 2021, we're just like, ugh. It's the end of February. We're like, is it okay? Are we good?
Like a little groundhog is like, all right, run, everybody run. Oh! Like, yeah. I thought the worst thing we were going to get was like I don't know, dude. I didn't, nobody foresaw this. That's the whole thing. So this is just such a weird thing. Just go to 2021. Hopeful, happy, yes. Joyful. Love your family. Hug them tight. If you have those little kids, just hug them tight. Hug them till they turn blue. You're like, I love you. Not really blue because you don't want to do anything bad to them. But just love people, man. And be kind. Don't fight with people in the parking lot. Don't fight with people in the mall. Don't get mad about stuff. Like I said, I'm more perturbed about it probably than anybody else on the planet. There might be some people that are, but I hate the mask, right? It rubs my face. I hate everything about it, but I'm doing it.
Let the kids buy a PS5. Stop reselling them.
I know, dude. What's up with that?
Buy a PS5.
somebody not only did that, I think somebody like did a video where they like destroyed a bunch of PS5s.
Well, like, and someone sold a picture of a PS5 on eBay instead of a PS5. And then in the description, they wrote, this is for a picture. They buried it in the description. Like, this is just for a picture of a PS5. And people bought it.
Oh, like I hope price. All those people got their money back. That's not cool, man.
I mean, you need to read the description, but still, you know, kind of.
Yeah, but you wrote it like, yeah. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
But you know, let the kids have some fun.
Yeah, I only have a PS4. I have a PS3 and a PS4 and a Super Nintendo.
I have a PS3. I don't know.
I bought the PS4 off my brother-in-law so that he could buy a PS5. But then he couldn't get a PS5, so he bought an Xbox. What's the new Xbox? I don't know what it is. He bought that. Whatever the new Xbox is what he bought. So,
yeah, I forgot what it's called.
I don't know, but I'm anti-Microsoft, so I'm like, man, I'm not gonna support that. So, I have a PS, I have a PS3, PS4, and a Super Nintendo, and then my kids have a Switch, nice. which was super hard to come by during this whole thing too.
Yeah,
everybody bought it.
Yeah, same thing. And then like,
people were selling it for like $600, $800. I was like, whoa, dude, no, I'm not doing that. So what happened was I actually went to Target one day to get myself a Rockstar. I wanted a Rockstar. And and they had like the new special edition for Cyberpunk had come out.
Oh, nice.
So I went to, because they were one of the few places that sold it, the Samurai Cola. I went and got it. And as I was walking back past like DVDs and video games, I just stopped. I was like, I wonder if they have any Switches in there. I just looked and there was two in there. And I was like, I called my brother-in-law because he wanted one. And I called my wife and I said, look, I'll buy both of them right now if you want. And then he could pay us back. And then whatever. So we bought both. I bought both Switches and I bought my kid like a game. I forgot what game I bought him. Mm-hmm. And then I bought both Switches, then sold, you know, had my brother-in-law pay me back. But that's, I bought the last two Switches that were at Target that day.
Nice. But for good reason, you know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even raise the price on him. Like, yeah. I wasn't even like, you don't got to pay me more. Just pay me what you owe me. You know, that's it.
I don't know. Target charged me $1,000. I don't know why.
I didn't do that. I didn't want to do that. I'm not that guy. Actually, that's the thing is, I would have a hard time. I've thought about this before because I've went to places and seen like special edition stuff. I'm like, oh, I know this would go for a lot of money online, but mm-hmm. I can't in my heart do that to another person. Right. And that, yeah, I don't know. And I'm an entrepreneurial guy, right? I want to make money, but I can't be like, you know what? I paid $30 for it, but you're going to pay $600. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Like, I feel bad if I was be like, yeah, listen, I need you to pay, you know, that plus shipping. Like, I'd feel bad for the shipping part. Like, that's just not, I'm not meant to be that guy. I just can't. I'm not a sales guy. I can't do that stuff. I want to give you fair value. Like, when people hire me to do stuff, even though I've had people offer me crazy amounts of money, like, listen, this is how much it is. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. Like, because every day it'll gnaw at me. Mm-hmm. Like, did I do, you know, $10,000 worth of work for what should have been $1,000 job or whatever it is. Like, if it's something like that, it'll just gnaw at me and I'll feel super guilty all the time. So I can't do that. That's not who I am. You know, yeah. I would love it. I've had people offer me lots of money for stuff and I don't do things for that. I'm like, oh no, it's not that much. It's this much. And they're like, oh really? I would have paid this much. I'm like, yes, I know you would have, but I cannot in my heart of hearts do that. be good, be a good person. Welcome 2021 with open arms. Say 2021, you're going to be better than 2020 because 2020 sucked. I don't like that. I'm kicking them out. Moving into 2021. So there you go. Where can people find you, Luke? Where can people find your positivity and your vibes and your cool hair?
Luke LaCoy on, I'm probably most Instagram and TikTok. I'm probably most active on. So
what kind of TikToks do you do?
Mostly eBay stuff, eBay related. Okay. Yeah.
You don't just like lip sync or dance. I think that's the two things my kids watch. I have two girls who watch people lip sync and dance. And I'm like, why are you watching this? Charli D'Amelio was like the most popular and everything. And I'm like, oh, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. If there's like a music trend or like some sort of fun trend, I might hop on it, but like kind of make it more eBay related. But it, like mostly just funny stuff. Funny Ooh. Sketches too.
Lip sync to Weird Al's eBay.
I need to look that up. I haven't seen that.
What? No. You've never heard the Weird Al eBay song?
Nope.
Let's see if I can find it. Hold on, guys. Listen, because you're gonna. I hope we don't get in trouble for this.
Yeah, let's not get sued. This is.
We're not gonna get sued, but so yeah, it's Weird Al eBay. He has a song called eBay. It's the like. It's based on I Want It That Way. But it on eBay. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a Backstreet Boys thing. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can find me at jamesdcreviston.com, comedypreneur.com. Check out WTF Happened in America this week. If you want to hear some funny news versions of stuff, some great accents, some silliness that we do. They make me talk more than I really want to on that podcast. They're funnier than me, believe it or not. They're two Australian guys. They're probably drunk. But either way, they're super funny too. So check that out. Leave like and subscribe to this podcast. Like and subscribe to the Comedypreneur Show. And like and subscribe to WTF Happened in America. I got more stuff coming for you guys. 2021 is going to be better. Keep your chin up. Be happy. If you're feeling down, send me an email. jamesdcreviston@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to write you back. I hope things are going well. Have a happy 2021. Say goodbye to 2020. Bye 2020. Bye.
About to get clean up in here. So clean your mouth out with the bar soap and get ready for the clean comedy.